Now I'm going to turn things back over to Mr. Mark Weber so he can take us into hour three of this morning's edition of Garden Talk. Mark, good morning.
Do you like pulling weeds?
Not in particular.
The next hour of Garden Talk, we're going to talk about how you cannot have to pull weeds and so much more on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning, each and every one of you, as we begin the third and final hour of this week's edition of Garden Talk right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. My name is Mark Weber. I have hosted this legendary broadcast for 28 years, and I love to help you. And for the next 60 minutes or so, nowhere else will you get the opportunity to talk to a board-certified master arborist, a degreed horticulturist from The Ohio State University, and genuinely a guy who likes to help you solve your yard gardening and landscaping challenges. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed, it is spring outside. It's time to get excited. It's time to crank it up. It's time to get out in your yard and make a difference. And let me make a difference in your life by you calling me at 457-1290. This hour, we're going to be talking to John Scott. A big party this weekend, by the way. And I mean a big, big, big party at Knollwood this weekend. So at 8:30 this morning, we'll talk about the big party. But without further ado, by the way, we're also going to do what plant I am this hour. And without further ado, let's jump to the telephone lines and let's go talk to Brad. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Okay.
Question about my ash tree. So I have an ash tree that's being treated. I'm treating it with the chemicals for the ash borer. How do you know if you're winning that battle?
The tree is still green and it's got leaves, you're winning the battle.
It drops a lot of branches. I don't know if that's just normal or...
Okay. Well, my question, the thing that I see in ash trees, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of analysis from my standpoint, and you realize the world that I live in is a little different than the world of a lot of other people in arboriculture, and let me explain why. I am a board-certified master arborist, so I've demonstrated a superior knowledge of trees, but more so, I'm also a tree risk assessment qualified arborist, which means that I think about structure, I think about strength, and I think about safety on an equal plane as I think about health. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Because trees can be green and healthy, but structurally unsound. But a tree can be dead and still be structurally sufficient. Okay, that's kind of a weird thing to kind of wrap your head around. What I'm trying to say is that even though you say, I want my tree to check if it's green and healthy. Okay, if it's green and healthy, that's one thing. But is it truly structurally sufficient? It's another. The underlining thing that I see in ash trees, when they were initially assaulted about 7, 8, 9 years ago by EAB, they undertook literally millions and millions of larvae that were hatched out on these trees and did damage to them, even ones under treatment. The thing that I see on an ongoing basis with ash is I see a lot of them that have branches that are bare, that are partially covered by bark, and it's typically on the tension side of the branch. And let me explain this a little bit further. If you kind of pull your arm out and hold it off at a 90-degree angle, and think of your arm like a tree branch, okay? What holds a tree branch up is two different types of wood. One is tension, which is on the top, and the second is compression wood, which is on the bottom. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Ash is unique in the in the thought process that ash derives a lot of its branch strength by its attachment of the bark to the wood of the tree. And that's done in the inner bark portion of the tree branch. So when that gets breached by whatever it may be, related to emerald ash borer, a lot of times those areas are bare. Now, if the tree's in really good health, the tree then will likely develop what they call response growth and kind of close that opening shut. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And by closing it shut, it creates what they call wound wood, and that wound wood is statistically typically double the strength of traditional wood that's not been formed. So if I've got good wound wood response in those openings, then I don't fret as much. But the thing that I find is that a lot of ash have been overpruned over the years. Two, because they had so much damage related to EAB, we're kind of keeping these what I call limping dinosaurs around just because they're our ash tree and we've invested all this money into them. I'm saying let's do a risk assessment on them. Let's figure out if they're structurally sufficient to handle under normal weather events, meaning a normal weather event here in Southwest Ohio is typically 70, 75 mile an hour straight line wind event. So is that ash tree you got sufficiently strong to handle a 70 to 75 mile an hour wind event? Does that make sense?
Yep.
So it's, you can have a healthy tree, but it can also be structurally unfit. And that's why working with ISA certified arborists who have demonstrated their ability to diagnose and manage trees is a really good thing. And more so picking track qualified arborists to make those kind of risk assessment decisions, because it is a different world. You can be a certified arborist and understand tree biology, but there's a lot of certified arborists that don't really get the whole structural deficiency thing unless they've gone through some training that helps them understand it. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay. So I would look at this ash tree from the standpoint, is it structurally sufficient to manage normal wind conditions? And that's the thing that always goes off in my head. I was at somebody's house about a week ago, and they wanted me to look at a really lousy mulberry. As I walked around the side of the house, I looked up at this ash tree with these two big limbs reaching their house. And over 50% of these, and they were probably 10, 12-inch diameter limbs overreaching their house, were completely bare. And I said, this is not good. It's on the tension side, which means that whatever loading that those branches get, there's no flexibility in that branch, which means under a normal wind event, if it hits right, it's going to break that branch and wham into the house, and gosh, you know, $100,000, $200,000 later in dwelling damages related to a tree branch that, you know, for all intents and purposes, that tree had been overpruned. And the guy explained to me, he says, Mark, we wanted to save the tree, and the only way we could save the tree is to cut off all these branches. And I said, I understand that, but you just slowly took the tree down by removing it. You know, you can only cut so much off, and that's kind of the take-home message. Okay.
Hey, one other quick question, moving to the yard, 30 seconds or less. Dog urine spots, what's the best, quickest way to repair those? Just topsoil and grass seed, or?
Yeah, and there's also some products out there that you can give your dog that'll help reduce the acidity of their urine.
Okay.
And you also want to maybe talk to your veterinarian. Veterinarians in many cases can help adjust the dog food with whatever the dog food may be that also could reduce that acidity level.
Okay.
Good luck to you, sir, and good questions, by the way. All right, happy gardening. Bye-bye. 457-1290, and let's go talk. By the way, there's two open lines for you. Ron and Dayton, good morning, and welcome to Garden Talk.
Thank you, Mark. I was going to say I have one word for you, but I'm not sure if it's one or two words, and it's nimble well.
It's actually all one word, nimble well. Yeah. It's not a fun weed, is it?
No.
Then how long have we been fighting nimble well?
Well, over the last few years, and I've been treating it with I'm not sure what the generic name is, but Tenacity. And it's been controlling it pretty well, but it's seemingly never ending.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's begin with what nimble will is. Nimble will is a weed, and it's a grassy weed. It's a plant that tends to thrive in low or very high fertility soils, and it also thrives in soils that have high compaction. You can find it in full sun, or you can find it in dense shade. You can find it in wet and dry conditions. This is it kind of this time of year tends to have kind of a straw-like color to it when it's in dormancy. Yes. And in the summer it'll be green, but by fall it'll be brown. And it tends to have a kind of a fibrous root system and can be a bit of a challenge to control, as you've testified to. The thing that I would say to you is what I find with Nimblewill is typically I find it in turf that has been under poor fertility regimes for a lengthy period of time. And it also is a weed that typically once it becomes populated, it's nearly impossible to, particularly after it replaces turfgrass, tall fescue, or bluegrass, it's nearly impossible to get rid of it unless you torch it with like a post-directive non-selective herbicide. I would probably, and my question to you is, and this is just a thought on it, what year do you think your lawn was initially established?
Oh, I've been in the place about 6 years, and I think it's well over 20 or 30 years.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a really kind of a double negative question, but it's meant to trigger your thought process. Do you still stand on the same carpets that were put in 30 years ago in your house?
No.
It would be gross, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be simply gross. Now, if you had hardwood floors, you probably would have sanded them and maybe sealed them and did some things like that, right?
Right.
Okay. The grass that's in your lawn is genetically obsolete. Okay, what was put in your lawn 20 to 30 years ago from a plant genetic standpoint is obsolete. It's not a very good grass. In today's world of 2018, we have turf type tall fescues and Kentucky bluegrasses that are been genetically bred to be superior, to provide excellent disease and insect resistance, excellent density, lower levels of thatch. And so what I'm trying to say to you is you are a prime candidate for an upgrade. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to say to you, and I know people hear me talk about this and go, oh, I don't want to go through this. Let me say to you, those who have gone and taken the big plunge, and honestly, it's not that big of a plunge, is if you torch it all, kill it all, and the time to start that's about June 1st, okay? And the beauty of this is you're not going to have a whole lot of lawn mowing in the summer in 2018. I want to make your summer the best ever, okay?
Right.
It's going to be the best summer ever. You don't have to do any mowing, anything. So we want to begin with June, the month of June, start applying post-directive herbicides because this Nimblewill is going to take probably 4 applications or better to eliminate it. So start in June. Start torching it off using post-directive products like glossophate. Do it on an every 2-week basis, constantly a spray. Then by about August 15th, then you're going to have the ability to come in and slice seed it with the turf grass of your choice. And do not make the mistake of buying the cheapest grass seed out there from the box store. You want to go to a place like Knollwood or Stockslager's and buy, or Green Velvet, and you want to buy high-end, high-quality grass seed of high genetic superiority like Green Velvet's Turf Type Tall Fescue or Green Velvet's Bluegrass, okay?
Yes.
Sow that grass seed, plant it 3 to 4 different directions in the lawn, put down a starter fertilizer, and start watering. And in 2 weeks from the time you sow it, you'll have grass seed up and growing. Now, the other thing with this is I want you to do a soil test. And that soil test will give us vital information, intimate information about the condition of the soil related to its chemical attributes, what its pH is, more so what its availability in phosphorus and potassium is, which will allow us to do some adjustments with that soil at the time of seeding. All right. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah. So people have said you either have to start the lawn all over again or move. So So I think I'll try the former.
And the bottom line is, like I said, do you still stand on the same carpets that were put in the house 30 years ago?
Right.
It'd be gross. I'm simply saying it'd be gross.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to. I mean, I wouldn't want to stand on carpets that were put on 30 years ago unless they were really professionally cleaned, and even then they would be faded and look wore out. So it's time for an upgrade. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And it's an upgrade, by the way. It's probably going to last you another 20 or 30 years. So it's money well worth spent. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
More Garden Talk continues after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. 24 hours in a day, that's all you get to accomplish your goals, to make your dreams come true. But it's also all the time that you get to sleep. You know, you can't add hours to the day, but you can start sleeping more efficiently with MyPillow. You see, MyPillow has been a life changer for me because, yes, I cannot find more time to sleep due to my hectic schedule, but I can make the sleep I get more productive. A deeper, more recuperative sleep. I fall asleep right away and I stay asleep until that alarm goes off. Well, you can start sleeping better if you make the change to MyPillow by going to MyPillow.com and take advantage of a great deal. Click on the 4-pack special. Use the promo code WHIO. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. You can also call 1-800-320-1481. Ask for that 4-pack special. And again, use the promo code WHIO. Nothing to lose. Every MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. This is Larry Hanskin. I met Richard Herps of Keller Williams Realty 5 years ago over coffee at a restaurant in Miller Lane. I think we spent more time talking sports that day than we did real estate. Well, that day launched the conversation that we've had here on the radio about how Richard Herbst has consistently sold more than 100 homes a year, year after year, in a tough market. And now, when the Dayton real estate market is seeing exceptional selling prices and a lot of happy buyers, too. And as our friendship has developed, I've learned about Richard's passion for his hometown community, Vandalia, where he's active in the Rotary and other groups. But I also know he sells homes all over the Miami Valley and all kinds of homes, $400,000 plus to starter homes. The bottom line, if you want to sell your home, I am confident Richard Herps can help you do just that. Call him today at 477-1411. I spotted it then, and I can still spot a winner now when I see one. Richard Herps of Keller Williams Realty. Make sure you give him a call today at 477-1411.
Fox Lakers is our name.
Desperate for spring? We're getting ready just as we have for the past 59 years. Our mission is to grow quality plants at affordable prices. Our 7 acres of greenhouses are bursting with new fresh plants that'll be ready for you in time for spring planting. Follow us on Facebook and at StocksLakers.com so you won't miss out on what's blooming for our spring sales events coming soon. We are only 1 mile west of New Lebanon on State Route 35.
Stocks Lakers Greenhouse and Garden Center.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971 with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
Powered by our team of hundreds of reporters, we're following the latest on the situation in Syria, providing up-to-the-minute updates, context, and analysis for you here in the Miami Valley around the clock. Here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Scattered showers and maybe a few thunderstorms for today. High temperatures topping out around 70 with breezy conditions. Rain likely for tonight. We'll keep it mild. Lows in the mid-50s. Rain likely again on Sunday. Early highs around 60 with falling temperatures in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar shows some shower activity starting to build over in Preble County. It's beginning to move our direction. It's 61 in Dayton, 67 in Springboro, 63 in Wilmington. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Don't forget, Garden Talk starts every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. We run till 9, and you, if you are traveling or well away from the typical radio signals, you can listen to us on the iHeartRadio Network or on the TuneIn Radio app from the station. Let's head to Greenville and let's go talk to Len. Len, good morning.
Well, good morning. This is actually Robin. Len had to leave.
Well, I'm blessed with Robin. How are you doing, Robin?
Very good. How are you?
I'm well, ma'am.
I just have a question. We have a Crimson King maple tree that's approximately 33 years old. And late last summer, it developed some kind of fungus or got a blight, and it started out with leaves. Then halfway through, it lost like a third of the leaves, and the leaves that were left were just kind of looked withered. So I didn't know if there's some kind of treatment or if what.
Are you close by that I can ask you a couple questions from the view of your telephone?
I'm just on my cell phone.
Yeah, so. But are you close to the tree? Yeah. Are you close to the tree?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
The Norway maple that you have very well may have an issue called stem girdling roots. And that's where the roots of the tree itself actually girdled the tree.
Oh.
And so if you look at the base of the tree, and we call that the root flare, and the root flare is where the trunk of the tree meets the soil line. And a healthy tree, a strong tree, will have an increasing taper in that zone as it goes into the soil, and then you'll typically see distinctive roots sticking out of the dirt. We call that the root flare.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why you hear Mark Weber talk so much about not mulching up against the trunks of the trees is for this very reason. Mulching, improper mulching, where we put mulch up against the trunks of trees, or in the case of improper planting depth, forms these stem girdling roots. So what you need to do is have that tree inspected by an ISA, International Society of Arboriculture's certified arborist, and, and you can find yours at treesaregood.org. That's treesaregood.org, and get your Norway maple inspected for stem girdling roots. There's a really good chance, though, it's probably fused into it, and you're probably going to lose the tree in the process. I'm so sorry, but remember, no mulch. No mulch, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, against the trunks of your trees, or you'll be like Lynn from Greenville and lose your trees. On AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 8:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News update. Here's the top story we're following this hour. We've got an update on the situation in Syria as the U.S., France, and the U.K. launch a joint strike. More updates on that to come in the hours ahead.
We're tracking rain showers for the weekend and a drop in temperatures. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Not seeing any new situations out there on those freeways you need to watch out for this morning. Right now, we're seeing an accident on East Pearl Street in Miamisburg. Our top story, new details on the joint coalition strike on Syria. The U.S., France, and the United Kingdom firing over 100 cruise missiles at Syria in response to Bashar al-Assad's suspected chemical weapons attack against civilians last week.
The French military releasing a new video showing its missile strikes from a frigate in the eastern Mediterranean. French Rafale Mirage fighter jets also participated, along with at least three American warships, some from the Red Sea. U.S. Air Force B-1 bombers from Qatar fired long-range missiles, British British Tornado jets launched from Cyprus.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Now, three key targets, reportedly all places with ties to chemical weapons in Syria, were hit in this strike. Listen up at 9 a.m. this morning. We'll get a live update from the Pentagon on this situation right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. It's a story we're following now in Cincinnati. A teen is dead after asphyxiating from the way he was pinned in the back of a minivan. Now, 16-year-old Kyle Plush called 911 twice. Cops, unfortunately, were not able to reach him in time.
A deputy did find a van, but did not see anybody inside. At this point, it is not clear if that was Plush's van or a different one. The dispatcher who took the second call is now on administrative leave.
That's News Center 7's James Brown reporting. Well, a former Phillipsburg police officer accused of sex crimes by four women wants to stand before a judge, not a jury.
Justin Sanderson is scheduled to go on trial April 23rd, facing 21 counts, ranging from sexual battery and rape to an unauthorized use of the Ohio Law Enforcement Gateway System.
That's WHIO's Ron Otto. Two women say he had unwanted sex with them while they were in custody. Now the exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast. Here's meteorologist Josh Poland.
Rain showers likely by late this morning, and we could see a few thunderstorms. Scattered showers and storms possible this afternoon. Breezy and warm with a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar still showing some of that scattered activity north of I-70, but right now seeing more rain moving across the Miami Valley from Preble County. That's moving into Montgomery County at this hour. We're going to be keeping our eyes on that condition as it works its way across our area. 50 degrees right now in Troy, 66 in Springfield, and 61 in Dayton at 833. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton. 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Think spring. Think comfortable driving. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Hi, Pete Kasuja here in Old North Dayton, where my wife Shirley and I started our garden center in 1963, and now we have customers who come to us every year from Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. The reason for such loyalty is because they know that we have thousands of shade trees, fruit trees, weeping trees, dwarf trees, evergreens, and flowering shrubs, all ready to load. We also have 16 greenhouses where we grow thousands of bonsai trees and indoor plants and garden plants, berry and fruit plants, and don't forget our green mat grass seed. So today, mow in May. We're about a mile east of the Stanley Avenue exit on I-75, so come out to 1309 Brandt Pike and be dazzled.
Paid for by Love It for Ohio.
Now the news. The politician lied. Caught in a lie. When will the line stop?
It's news we hear over and over. Too many politicians lie. But it was still a surprise when it happened here. Politician Bud O'Brien lied. The Troy News told the story. Commissioner O'Brien lied to prosecutors during an investigation into misuse of taxpayer money. If we can't trust Bud O'Brien here, how can we trust him in Columbus? We can do better.
This is George Lovett. I'm not a politician. I'm ready to earn your trust. And I'm running for state representative because I share your conservative values. I'll fight for smaller government and less spending. And I'll tackle the heartbreak of the opioid crisis in our community.
Polls say Americans want new leadership.
Vote conservative Republican George Lovett for state representative.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Let's spend time to take a walk through the garden gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, Mr. John Scott.
Good morning, Mr. Weber. How are you this not quite yet rainy day?
Well, I understand you're throwing a big bash this weekend.
It's our 40th annual garden party. Been doing garden party about this time of year every year for about 40 years now. So we're ready to get these gardeners. And, you know, Mark, you know, as the blog sort of said, gardening is such a community. You know, there's all kinds of communities out there. There's people who golf, and there's people who quilt, and there's people who garden. And that's sort of what Garden Party is about. It's a good chance for our customers and guests to come in who love the gardening season, love the exercise of gardening, and can come in and see a ton of plants that, you know, we're pretty much getting ready for spring. The annual department's got all kinds of things to look at to get great ideas for the upcoming season. Perennials is full, and trees and shrubs are going on pretty heavy now. And even if the weather's not quite right for the type of gardening you're interested in, the products are here, and you get in here to talk to the Knollwood co-workers and other customers. It's amazing watching customers get together and talk about things that they're thinking about doing. So it's just a fun day to get out here and to get reinvigorated for what's about to happen in the next couple of weeks.
And John, when people come to Knollwood today, what are they going to find in your facility as far as how many gazillion different plants? I must ask this question.
Well, I would say probably in the annual department by cultivar/species, there's probably well over 700 to 800 different species of annuals, and probably even more than that, and all the succulents and everything. And in perennials, probably Don's probably got an easy 500-600 different cultivars out there. Same things in trees and shrubs. So, I mean, there's a pretty wide variety for this time of year in the store to really get a good idea of what's going to happen.
Wow!
Yeah, it looks great. I'm real happy with the store. It looks wonderful. It feels like spring in here. I mean, you're going to laugh when I say, "Oh yeah, we've got some tomatoes in the store, and we've got some of your specialty peppers already in the store." And you know, why does Knollwood have tomatoes on April the 14th? Well, because people want to see them, and B, because some people actually take them home, pot them up, and grow them in their sunroom so they can get a jump start on it. So there's all kinds of stuff in here that you and I know we would not go put a tomato in the ground today by any way, shape, or form. But A, people want to see them. B, some people do have special ways of doing things. I've got a customer who's already got three annual mixed containers done because she's got a wedding coming up in the first week in May, and she's growing them in her sunroom to look good and pretty. So it's just we all have our things. You know, we all get ready for different seasons earlier than others. But if you're in the gardening mood, and if it's going to be a little rainy today and you want to get out of the house, trust me, this is the place you want to be.
John Scott, you guys' hours of the garden party today are?
We are 9 to 6 today. We are 11 to 5 tomorrow. And Mark, you know, there's certain things on sale today, too. Not the whole store, certain things on sale. But I think just, folks, the season's on us. We feel it's delayed with this weather, and it certainly is delayed with this weather. But get ready. It's happening.
John Scott, take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you, Mark.
You bet. Bye-bye.
You've been through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape. The Garden Talk phone lines are open. Call the garden guru, Mark Weber, at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
is the number of the dial. If you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, I would love to talk to you. Give us a call, 457-1290. Without further ado, let's jump to the telephone lines, and let's talk to Jason. Jason, good morning.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, sir. How can I help you?
Yeah. Listen, I got this area that I call stink bushes. I don't even know what the heck they're called, but they're about, some of them are even up in the neighborhood of 12 foot high, and they got these little leaves on them, just real small, maybe about an inch long, and you break them in half, and they're yellow in the middle.
Okay.
What I want to do is I want to rip all, and I got ivy on the ground, just regular old ivy.
Okay.
And I want to rip all this stuff out of the ground, and I don't want it to come back. But the problem is I got these nice, big, beautiful trees right in the midst of them, lined up, and they're just, these ivies are just taking over this whole area. I don't want to kill my trees. I just want to kill the ivy and all this stink bush.
Okay.
What do I do?
Well, I think we got to, the first, we've got to really identify what you got, because without identifying what you got, it's really hard to come up with a strategy, okay? So you're really going to have to do some plan, get some plant ID work done. The other thing that comes with this is that in many cases, it takes a couple applications of something to do something with it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to really suggest that you spend a little time and figure out exactly what is going on here. And I would suggest maybe working with a professional to determine what the actual plant species are. And then actually from there, determine what the best course of strategy is to determine how to best manage it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can't just spray with Roundup because I'll kill my trees, won't it?
You can, and a lot. And the other thing that comes into play with this is a lot of herbicides out there, too, will have, they can affect the soil for a really long time.
Okay.
So we're going to have to figure this out based on what species of plants you are to come up with the best strategy. And sometimes you can come in and just cut out what you need to cut out. And then treat the remaining stumps. You can do it that way. But boy, there's other times when there may not be another option to it. So I'm going to suggest you get it checked out, find out what species of plants you are, and then develop a long-term strategy, okay?
All right,
sir.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your program.
You're most welcome, and I hope you have a good rest of your Saturday, okay?
You do the same.
All right, bye-bye. Well, folks, we're going to do something that's always a lot of fun to do, and it's called What Plant I Am. And remember that I am the plant, and your job listening to the program is to figure out what I am. And if you know what I am, then you have the opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Knowwood. So here I go. What Plant I Am for April 14th, 2018. And by the way, remember the one single answer that you give Javon is the only answer you're allowed to give me on the air. Okay, you ready? You ready, Javon? Okay. I have names like swamp and water. I am ordinarily a widespread deciduous tree of the eastern and central North America. I have a range of southeastern Manitoba around the Lake of the Woods on the border of Ontario all the way to Minnesota, east to Newfoundland, south to Florida, and southwest to eastern Texas. I often attain the height of 50 feet. I can be found growing in swamps or on poor soil sites, most anywhere in between. However, I prefer soil pHs of 7.0 or lower. I am used commercially on a small scale to produce syrup production, as well as the production of high-quality lumber. I can be considered a weedy, invasive species. So anyone listening out there, what plant am I? 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And let's go talk to Tony in Washington Township. Tony, good morning. You got a question about a lawn?
Yes, I do. I had a lawn killed with, a herbicide for the landscaping company. And then they Harley raked it and splice seeded it. And the first season, the grass came up really nice. And then the second season, there's these bulb-like plants that came up with it early in the spring, and they called them squill. I've never heard of such a thing, but The squirrel has continued to overpopulate into the lawn, and it usually dies out as soon as, you know, summer comes around. It's like an early blooming type of leaf. It almost looks like a bulb, and then it just goes away. It never produces a flower, though. Just looks like a very large piece of
How do they spell grass. How are they spelling squill?
I think it's S-Q-U-I-L-L.
Okay.
I had never heard of such a thing, so...
Yeah, it's called Siberian squill. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's there, and now it's starting to become more numerous, and they, you know, I don't know how you can get rid of it without killing all the grass again.
Yeah, Siberian squill is a member of the lily family, and it's a spring bulb. You can actually buy it and plant it. Well, first thing that you got to realize is that by summer, this plant's going to be gone. It's going to go into dormancy. If you want to control it, what I would suggest you do is come in and wipe each of the individual plants with glyphosate herbicide, and you can kill out the individual bulblets. Now, keep in mind, though, it's got to be probably going to produce a lot more bulbs in the near future as well. But, you know, raise your mower deck, sir. I don't know what's your planned mower height deck.
3 inches.
Okay, see if we can go to 3 1/4. Let's mow high. Let's mow frequently. Increase your fertility if need be. Do a salt test to make sure that you're applying fertilizer at the right rate. And from there, let's try to plan on finding a way to grow more aggressive grass and to drown this stuff out. And keep in mind that herbicides are going to work some of the time, but they're not going to be your ultimate. They're going to be your ultimate answer here. You're going to have to grow better, thicker, stronger grass.
The grass comes up pretty good. It looks carpet-like until that stuff comes up in early spring. I'll give it a shot. Let the deck.
But do me a favor. When's the last time you did a soil test?
Oh gosh, I honestly couldn't tell you.
So that's part of your issue here. Part of your issue is nutrition. I can tell you that right off the bat. If you increase your nutritional level, meaning you got to come at this from a strategy of growing a thicker, fuller lawn.
This is probably the fourth season since it was killed, so it's
again, sir. Okay. But your best defense. Your best defense against weeds is a thick, lush lawn that you're doing that through fertility and through aeration. If you listen to Mr. Tischer and me for the last 28 years and you follow what Randy and I talk about every Saturday, we talk about core aeration, we talk about soil fertility, we talk about soil testing, we talk about proper mowing height. If you follow those little simple things, as tedious as they are sounding, if you follow the recipe, you'll have a recipe for success. If you choose to skip one of those steps, then you're not going to have that good of success, okay? I'm just being completely blunt and honest with you.
Okay.
Don't doubt me on this, as the famous Rush Limbaugh says. Do not doubt me on this. Mark knows this stuff, like the back of his hand. If you follow this instruction, soil testing, proper mowing height, core aeration, good cultivar selection, you will have a great lawn. If you don't follow what we say with soil testing, proper fertility, improper mowing, and if you just say the heck with Weber, heck with Tischer, they're just a bunch of old grumpy old gray-haired plant guys that just want to take my money, fine, do that. But I promise you, at some point in time, you're going to realize that what we talk about really does have validity, and it really does matter. The ultimate success of your lawn is based on the science, as I talked about in the 6 o'clock hour of Garden Talk this morning. The science of growing plants will lead you to the success of growing plants. Okay?
All righty.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, sir.
You bet. Bye-bye. More Garden Talk shall continue after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
If keeping up the beauty of your home, lawn, and landscape is at the top of your to-do list, you're in good company. Hi, this is Randy with Green Velvet Sod Farms, and we are the spring season's biggest fan because, for us, it means all things outside your window will be waking up and showing off their natural green beauty, including your lawn. Since 1959, Green Velvet has been your trusted local supplier of Ohio's most beautiful Kentucky bluegrass and turf-type tall fescue sod. You can count on us to provide you with products to keep your landscape healthy and thriving with our top-quality grass seeds, fertilizers, weed control products, and much more. But quality products are just the tip of the grass blade here at Green Velvet. We've built our business on relationships with people who trust the knowledge and advice of our team of turf professionals. Visit one of our four Dayton or Columbus locations or online at greenvelvet.com for solutions to your specific lawn care needs. It's easy to be green with Green Velvet. Your local in-the-grass experts for 59 years and growing.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. Families often remark that pre-planning was the greatest gift a parent has given them. Act with love, plan ahead, and talk about what you might want. Help your family by relieving the burden of difficult financial and emotional decisions during a time of grief. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971 with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
See your new floor in our store today. Carpet Consultants has one of the area's largest showrooms with a huge in-stock inventory. Our staff can help with hardwood flooring, waterproof luxury vinyl plank and tile, ceramic tile, and pet-resistant carpeting. Carpet Consultants can help with no hype, no hassle, and no pressure. Locally owned, quality service, and value since 1989. Located two blocks west of I-75 on 725 by the water tower. Visit carpetconsultantsflooring.com.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Due to increased business, Craftsman Home Improvements is seeking skilled installers to join their team. As one of the top kitchen and bath design build firms in Ohio, Craftsman needs experienced, full turnkey contractors for steady year-round work. Sign-on bonus available. Qualified candidates must have tools, truck, trailer, and insurance. Experience with finished carpentry, tile, plumbing, electric, and drywall is required. Current openings are in Kettering and Westchester, and plenty of work is available. Check them out online at craftsmanhome.com. That's craftsmanhome.com.
You're invited to an open house at Brookhaven Retirement Community. Tour Brookhaven's beautiful cottages that offer numerous floor plans. The evening of fun will be Thursday, April 19th, 4 to 6 at Brookhaven's campus, One Country Lane in Brookville, Ohio. This is your chance to meet with staff, ask any questions, and learn about Brookhaven's spring special. Brookhaven provides independent living with amenities that allow for a comfortable and carefree lifestyle. Brookhaven Retirement Community. Expect to be impressed.
Powered by our team of hundreds of reporters, we're following the latest on the situation in Syria, providing up-to-the-minute updates, context, and analysis for you here in the Miami Valley around the clock. Here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:55. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Scattered showers and maybe a few thunderstorms for today. High temperatures topping out around 70 with breezy conditions. Rain likely for tonight. We'll keep it mild, lows in the mid-50s. Rain likely again on Sunday. Early highs around 60 with falling temperatures in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, a current scan of the new live Doppler HD7 radar appears that when I get out of this chair today and walk downstairs to walk out into the parking lot, it very well appears that I very well may be dodging some raindrops. We got some rain beginning to build up in western Montgomery County. We'll keep an eye on that. It's 67 in Springboro, 65 in Hamilton, on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and of course, Garden Talk for 28 years. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Don't forget, Garden Talk starts Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern. We run till 9, and without further ado, let's jump to the telephone lines, and let's go talk to Debbie in Springfield. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
Debbie, I have the names of, like, swamp and water. I ordinarily have a widespread deciduous tree that you'll find in many parts of North America. In fact, in most cases, I'll gain the height of about 50 feet. I can grow approximately in swamps and poor soils, almost anywhere in the United States, but I prefer soils with pHs of 7.0 or lower. I am commercially used in small scales to produce syrup, and I produce a high-quality lumber. And I am considered by many as an invasive species. Debbie, what plant am I today?
Is it a silver maple?
Not today, Debbie, but good try on your part. 457-1290. So, folks, what plant could I be? What may I be? What could I be, ladies and gentlemen? You know, you think silver maple. It's not silver maple. What could it be? Do we have an answer from Neil, Javon? What's Neil's guess? Just tell me over the microphone.
He said it was a sassafras tree.
Hey, Neil, what plant am I today?
Well, I said a sassafras.
No, not today, Neil, but good try and good guess. 457-1290, the minutes are ticking away. The show's almost over. What plant could I be? John in Beaver Creek, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, John, we have exactly 1 minute till the end of this show. What plant am I, John?
How about a red maple?
You're right, John. Congratulations. You won yourself a $25 gift card to Knollwood because they're gardeners like you and I. And, of course, having the big party today, so head out to Knollwood. I'm going to put you on hold, John, so that Javon can get all your important information. And congratulations for being part of this morning's broadcast.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, Javon, they got one right. We've got a winner. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week's edition of Garden Talk. A very special thanks to Javon for putting up with me for the last 3 hours, and a very special thanks to each and every one of you for listening to this morning's broadcast. And as always, I always come to this radio station excited about doing each and every edition of Garden Talk. And I will tell you what, folks, like I talked about in the first hour of Garden Talk today, do not make decisions about your landscape based on emotions and an impulse. Make the decisions about your landscape based on science, the best practices, and what qualified persons and personnel can provide to you. And remember the very words I spoke 28 years ago on a fine April day, just like today, and they are so very true as well. The gardening, my friends, is a great quest in life. It's a wonderful way to enjoy the blessed earth in which the good Lord has created and has allowed us to enjoy. Please, my friends, get out there. Get your hands dirty and do some gardening, but be sure the gardening that you always do is happy gardening on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.